Pierce yourself in me and answer and wash all my doubts. Then Krishna told him, if Arjuna was not like so, Krishna has not told. So go to the Samadarshi, to Tattvadarshi, like Krishna and his associates. They will wash your all doubts. Who are you? Why you have come to this world? Where to go? How to be happy? That will tell you. If you are struggling, he will tell that, oh, you should chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. And if you chant to benefit, then you should take shelter to the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has come. He is himself Krishna, but taking the mode of Srimati Radhika. So Krishna Mercy and Radha Mercy both combined, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to this world. Only to bestow his mercy, without causeless mercy. It never wants anything in repaid. Never he wants. Without any repay, he wants to give mercy. Not only mercy, the pot in which his mercy will come. Prem with pot. Krishna did it, he gave to others, but he could not give pots. He used to tell that you should bring your pot, and how much your pot is capacity to keep it, I will keep. Ye jathang
mam
prapadyante tam tathaiva bhajamyaham. What is your according to your qualification, I will give that thing. But I cannot give less or more. A little more. Like
balance.
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, where there is no pot, come to me, come on to me. He gave also pot, he gave qualification. What qualification that anyone has not done? Anyone has not given prem to plants, trees, creepers, ants and animals like him. Who came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Only taking Gaur Nityananda, Gaur Nityananda. Only chanting this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He gave his mercy. Gave his pot also that. And he felt so much Krishna prem. He became Krishna prem like. Full everything with Krishna mercy, all kinds of Braj prem. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has bestowed this mercy only one time in Brahma's
day.
Ram cannot give this. Krishna cannot give like this. Bara, Nisingha, Kalki, Jagannath Dev, Dwarkadish, Mathuradish, they cannot give this thing for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I think that Swamiji has come with this mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No philosophy at all in beginning. No philosophy. Only Mahaprasadam and distribution of Mahaprasadam with Hare Krishna Hare. Anyone come on and chant Hare Krishna Hare Krishna and give prachur so much Mahaprasadam. Very delicious Mahaprasadam. Prasad distribution is first. And chanting Hare. All that. Gather so many devotees and after that, give also a Mahaprasadam. What? Gita, Bhagavata and all books go on distributing. But I am telling you, first see what is nectar in this book. What is this? So realize if you are so good to distribute, then you will have to drink some nectar from that book and should realize that who am I? Why I am distributing books? We are not booksellers. We are the booksellers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Swami. what is in this? First see, let us see that what is in this. And then you can do it more, but most
effectively.
And if you are not the seeing yourself, then after several years, you will distribute 2 lakhs, 3 lakhs, 4 lakhs, 10 lakhs of books, and after you will see that I have gained nothing, no money, nothing, then I should make share 50-50. Or 25-75 for me and 25 to that trust, Bhaktivedanta trust, book trust. And at last we will go to hell. We will give up all these things and go here and there. So see and try to drink a drop of that nectar what is in these books. And if you have trust even, then you will be bona fide. Never give up Krishna consciousness and you will be real there. Crossing karma, karma yoga, gyan yoga, and all kinds of jokes, then bhakti yoga will come and he will realize that what is this shloka? Sab yoga mein bhakti yoga is yogi naam of sarvesham mat gati antaratmana va sattahaman bhajati yoga same
tatamo mat
juktam. He will realize this fact himself. That on all kinds of yogis, those here, serving from heart, chanting, remembering, doing all these things, all this. Whatever he is doing, only for the benefit of Krishna and his Gurudev. Then in no time he will be bona fide Vaishnava. And he keeps praise everywhere in the world. He is Jagat Guru. Then kaam, krodh, lobh, mat, all kinds of veg, mano veg, krodh, they will all be conquered. There will no anything here. Our hearts will be pure and advance in Krishna Braj Prem. And not a thing in, no stop in heaven, Brahmalok, then Vaikuntha, no stop. Crossing. Like a Biman crosses. Even Ram Lok, Ajodhya Lok, after that he will go to Golok, crossing all, entering in Krishna Lok, crossing first Dwarka, crossing Mathura, and he will come to Gokul. And from Gokul he will come to Vrindavan, where all gopis, gopis, every verse of Krishna. In different ways, especially in 3 main ways: Sakha, Vasalya, and Madhu. Sakha like Subal Siddha Madhumangal, taking their remnants and putting in the mouth of Krishna. Oh, how sweet this is! Because, oh, I should take and check the remnants of Subal Siddha Madhumangal. Oh, very sweet, very sweet. Oh, your mother has prepared so much. So, sometimes quarreling and defeating Krishna also. Krishna defeated in moment Kamsa, in a moment. And Sudam and Sibal were wrestling with Krishna for hours and they were not. Krishna was not defeating him and he was not defeated. Once, Sridham took Krishna and fell flat in the earth, and Krishna was defeated like nose upside. Then Subal told, oh, you remember always that I am more powerful than you. Krishna told him, how you are powerful? I am powerful. Krishna, no, I am powerful. I have defeated you. And no, I am not defeated. See whose nose is up. Because my nose is upper, right? And your nose is, so no. You are defeated. Yeah. So, laughing, making life laughs to others. Moreover, Vatsalya Yashoda, he is serving Krishna like a very orphan boy. Krishna cannot
turn his ear.
He cannot take himself the breast of Yashoda. He cannot move, he cannot run, and Krishna was nourished by Yashoda. He binded Krishna, never he was bounded by anyone, but Yashoda in a moment he binded Krishna. And when he goes to gopis, then gopis tell, "Oh, bring your father's shoes, your sandals of your father," and Krishna takes it, being naked, and takes the shoes. And laughing and smiling, "Oh, my father's sandals," and he goes to gopis. Then gopis used to give him some laddu. After this, go on more, like Raya Ramananda and Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu, go on. He told them, "Oh, there are none in this world that they can question like this. No? So I sense that you are himself Krishna and cheating me." Then he told that, "What you are inspiring me, I am telling you." He told that, above this Vatsalya Ras, that is this loving affection mode of Yashoda. After this, crossing this also, this goal to gopis, they have more affection, more something. Yashoda cannot serve Krishna like them. Yashoda has husband, you know. Yashoda has also Balrev, and all the family works he has to do. But gopis have left everything. A mother, at first he was only one husband. He used to give him whole
heart, full love
to his husband. But when the child born son, then that love was divided into
two.
One for his husband and other for his child. Again two children were there, then divided into three. One for his husband, one for two child, all child, and for a householding works, so many divided here, there. But all the gopis were Kishori, like Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, Srimati Radhika, all frame was for Krishna. There are no child at all. Their husband for only to show bottle. Nothing to do with them. Everything was for Krishna. So Krishna at last told, "Napareham nirubhadyasam jyam." Means, "I cannot repay you in lakhs and lakhs births. I cannot repay you. Because if I will tell that I want to please you, to repay you, so you should tell what you want. Then they will tell, we want to serve you. And if I am giving service again, I am going to be." Napareham. Krishna cannot repay them. Gopis will tell that we have given everything for you, so you should give everything for us. Krishna cannot do. Because he has so many devotees, lakhs and lakhs, innumerable. He has to go also to Mathura, he will have to go to
Dwarka,
so many queens, so many devotees, so many.
Napur.
He will have to go to Ajodhya, so many devotees, like
Dandakarna Rishi,
like Hanuman, Bharat, Satrughna, Sita, and also he will go to
Hastinapur.
Here in Vaikuntha, Narada, Jai Vijaya, so many. Each world, there are koti, lakhs and lakhs worlds, everywhere there are devotees. Some are Kanishta, some are
Madhyam,
some are Uttam, but he will have to go there. So, he cannot give like his whole heart for Krishna. So he is telling that, I am always debted to you, always debted to you. So Krishna is telling, I am defeated by you. When Gopi saw this and heard this, they told that, oh, you have conquered us. We are defeated. That because you are being the supreme and you are telling that I am defeated. This your defeated words have defeated us. So this object of this, our whole devotion, to have that mood. The object of our, first we should decide our object of our life and then practice. What is practice? And try to learn the meaning of Anyabhilashita Sunyam Jnana Karma Nadyavitam from Jagadish Maharaj. He is so much bona fide and he will teach you what is that thing. Gaur Premanam by Pushpanjali offering to my Gurudev, Lotus Feet, and also to my Siksha Guru, Srila Swami Maharaj. Like Krishna is everywhere, so I think that in mountain area, here he is, Los Angeles, in west, east, north and
south,
everywhere, in every corner of whole world he is. Like Krishna has manifested, he has manifested himself here, there, everywhere, in the hearts of his devotees, everywhere he is. So you should not think that he has gone forever and he is dead and he cannot come and he cannot help. Don't think like this. He is eternal. His everything is eternal. His all actions are eternal. His devotees may be eternal. That all souls are eternal. Then we feel that this world is Goloka Vrindavan. Everything. So Gaur Pramanam. I'm glad to come to you and see, meet so many devotees, real devotees here. So I'm fortunate to see the glories of Swamiji here. And I've come only to respect and to offer my Pushpanjali to the lotus feet of Swamiji and see his glory, how glorious he is. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
As Prabhu is, Maharaj is, so you can ask questions.
Krishna is manifesting everything in a personal way. Correct understanding, or is there such a thing as impersonal?
Nirakar Nirvishesh
Maya.
No. Is it right that everything is personal, or is there something
that? But we are not realizing him, so it seems like him. You know that personal is word, real word. Him has been proper or anything. Has been in Hindi, in Sanskrit word, Roop is there. Then or mix, then he becomes all. He has gun, you know?
Qualities.
And then it becomes nirgun. Because we are not seeing from these eyes, we are not having any sense of all these senses,
it is beyond all these things. It will be only seen by soul, and it is pure. So it is told like soul. But a person, and that person is himself Krishna. If Krishna has no shape, God has no shape, that even in Bible and Quran we see that God created man after his own image. If he has no image, how he can do like himself? So his body is human, like Krishna. Krishna is supreme personality. If he has no merciful, then why he can? How he can be merciful at all? If he has no quality at all, in person, he cannot do anything. He has not power to manifest himself. That nature is there. He cannot do anything. He is like zero. But how from zero this world can come? In seed, everything should be there. We see that a seed is given in earth, and everything comes. His leaves, branches, fruit, everything is there. But we are not seeing at that time. So when we are not seeing and we are realizing him, then we are telling that, oh, he is impersonal. But actually, person and some person. All bodies are there. All shapes are there. Everything is there. So, in Quran also has been told, Khuda, kya? Inna Allaha khalaqa man suratihi. Man suratihi. Allah made all these persons like himself. If Allah and Khuda has no shape, how it was created? So, from whole thing, all thing has been created. And whole thing is himself, Krishna. Anything cannot be created from nothing, zero. Nothing can be. So Krishna is all set, all qualities, everything impersonal. If he is impersonal, he cannot do anything. He cannot reflect also, because that can be reflected. Nothing there. So there are all stories are wrong. Jivushan has absolutely. If it is zero, then we cannot realize anything. From where we have come? Not far. From Purnam idam, Purnam madha, Purnat, Purnam udutyate in Vedas is happy. His full. Anything coming from him is also full. Like Ram, Balaram, missing all earth. And hence they will mix together, they will also be full. Anything taken from infinitive is infinitive. And infinitive is added with anything, he still remembers. So Krishna is like, you are part and parcel, they never can be God himself. So we must stop. You see, you can take an example that if you throw any stone from here and there is nothing upside, then it will turn to us. It will come. If it is returned. But if anything is there, he may stay there. But everything will come down. Why? He will tell that according to the law of gravitation, it will come to us. But you should understand. If you make a fire, the flames will go towards earth, it will go to up. Where it will go? Can you say? Not understand. Why up? why gravitation of law is not implied to that is to go down towards earth. That's why he is going. If you will have a balloon, if air tight, and it will go up. Why? Air is not part, water is not part of earth. So all the parts should go to their own home. So anything from earth, coming from earth, they will come to earth. They are bound to come to earth. And the part of fire, anything is belongs to sun part and part. They will go to earth. Air will go to air. Water will go to sea. Anyhow, if a drop of water you will fill, it will be evaporated and go to the sky. And again by raining water, that is. If you fill more, if you go to any place, one nali,
drain,
from other drain to other river, and from river it will go to again. So we are all part and parcel of Krishna. So we must be there. Otherwise we will not be there. Part and parcel of Krishna, not of this earth, not for anything, air, sun, yama. If we are not serving, you see, the potency of serving Krishna is there, but we are not. And a bona fide guru will come and he will teach all these things to Krishna, and he will go to Krishna and trust for it. No birth, death, sorrow, suffering, anything, no problem. That is why he came all the world and get this. Teaching. I this story to hold. We should try to follow these two teachings.